1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com. Yesterday, we started with, obviously, round one of your vacation stories. They were good. It was a good start.
I'll say.
Now it's time for round two.
Here we go. It was August, and we were on our way to go camping in Yellowstone National Park in our new minivan, with our three youngest children. So,
and take all the kids.
Youngest.
Only took the three youngest.
10, 9, and 3. After white-knuckling it down the Rockies with no brakes from overheating.
What? Oh, this is a brand new van, they said. Yeah.
I decided to stop for lunch and calm my nerves. The unanimous choice was the buffet at Pizza Hut. While eating, my wife commented on how much my three-year-old son was eating, since he's usually such a picky eater. Afterward, we all piled back in the van and off we went.
I know.
Yeah, well, there's a little foreshadowing in these stories.
Sure, but let's see what happens before.
Off we went, 20 miles down the road. Everything my son had consumed comes back up all over him. All over his car seat, the back of my seat, and the floor.
I make a quick turn
to the first gas station I see to assess the situation. I see a hose left out from the weekend charity car wash.
Done and done.
Spent the next 30 minutes hosing off the car seat, floor mats, and my nearly naked son in the parking lot. We double bagged his clothes and threw them way in the back. Yeah, but
I think way in the garbage.
Got to hose those off too, right?
Yeah.
At least. We finally make it to Yellowstone, where we have a reservation for two nights, set up camp, and settle in for the night. It is wonderful, plenty of stars and wildlife sounds to fall asleep to. We woke up to 3 inches of snow.
Oh, my God.
Does it say what time of year this was?
In August, it says.
Oh,
I packed everything up, and we drove out of the park to a hotel in Billings, Montana.
Yeah, it can happen.
What else we got? Oh, during sophomore year of high school, I was fortunate enough to go on the annual Spanish class spring break trip to Mexico City.
Exciting.
Cool.
Packing list we were given had all the usual items, shirts, pants, swimsuits, etc., and mentioned to wear sturdy shoes. Seeing I was 15 and only owned tennis shoes, I packed my old Keds sneakers and my new Chuck Taylors. The hotel we were booked at was located in the old section of downtown Mexico City. The cobblestone streets probably seemed quaint to most tourists, but my feet were no match for the poorly maintained roads and sidewalks. Within hours of arriving on the trip, I sprained my right ankle on the way to dinner.
Dude.
Getting my right foot caught in a gap of missing cobblestone. Luckily, on the way back from dinner, we passed a street vendor who was selling canes.
I thought he was going to get some sturdy shoes at a good price.
Right.
Next morning, on the way to breakfast, not only did I sprain my left ankle, a classmate twisted a knee. By the end of the trip, three kids were hobbling around on canes, and another had a bruised face from slipping at the pool. But we had a blast, and most of us went on the trip the next year.
Wow. I was going to say, you might want to rethink that one.
How about stands fit for your feet before you head out again? Yeah. Yeehaw. The street vendor with the cane. I hope he still has it.
You know, he sold millions of those.
Right.
Oh, sure.
To dumb tourists.
Right.
Here's a sketchy dad. See if you don't think something else is going on. It was the summer before my eighth grade year in the mid-90s, and my dad decided we should take a father-daughter trip to none other than wholesome Las Vegas.
I got a lot of flashes through
my father-daughter time in Sin City. Yeah.
He sold the trip to my mom as being a chance to see the world. The Eiffel Tower, the pyramids of Egypt.
Yeah.
What?
Come on.
What?
Some people actually argue that. They're like, there's so many things
the
to
world.
See.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not the real life.
No.
Right. Or the real
or Venice.
If you're not seeing the world.
You went to the Luxor. You went to New York. New York. You went to Paris.
I mean, yeah. Lame.
This is slightly better than, you know, a erector set version of the Eiffel Tower that you make in the backyard.
To see the world.
Look, the world.
And I'm okay with going to Las Vegas, but don't sell it to me.
Don't sell it like that.
Yeah.
No, it's not culture. Yeah, well, Steve Wynn's got a good art collection.
No, it's not. It's not what this is being sold.
All right.
See the world.
Okay. All right, I'm over my shock now of see the world.
The trip started out well. We went to the MGM Grand Amusement Park and saw the medieval-themed show at the Excalibur.
How old is she?
Going into eighth grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
this is a while ago because that theme park hasn't been there for
25
years.
We went to the MGM Grand Amusement Park and saw the medieval-themed show at the Excalibur. In between, my dad managed to lose all of his money halfway into the trip.
Just waiting for that.
And we had to call my uncle to send some more money via Western Union.
Yo, Vin. It's Tony.
There's more.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to stop quite here.
All his money gone.
As if that wasn't bad enough, my dad didn't have his license. But had other forms of ID, so when we went to the Western Union office to claim the money, they wouldn't give it to us.
Well, that's great.
My dad pulled me off to the side and told me I should start crying and make a scene so they would give us the money.
Hey.
Guy's just a total scammer.
Come on, Jessica, I need you. Come on, let's go. I'm gonna pay
By
you.
This point, I didn't need to manufacture any fake tears. Thoughts of being kicked out of our hotel or having no money for cab fare caused me to be pretty upset. Whatever it was, my dad was able to turn on the charm, and we eventually got the money from Western Union, at which point I decided to hold on to $100 of it for safekeeping.
Look at this kid who has to do this.
The cab fare, right.
Think of the anxiety in this kid.
How did she get $100 out of the old man, though, to even, you know? Okay.
Maybe she was holding the envelope, and he was...
She's been raised in a sneaky...
Okay, all right.
Clever... culture.
This is what she's been turned into going into her
An
eighth
anxious
grade year.
Mess. Can you imagine how that felt as a kid?
My husband is the one I truly feel sorry for because from that day on, I hate Vegas and will not go back.
Yeah, I understand.
He can go and lose all your money. Like
honey,
that bum father of yours.
Honey, I got a great idea. I want to take Cindy to Las Vegas.
It's her chance to see the world.
It ain't the world.
The Eiffel Tower.
It ain't the world.
The pyramids. I get frustrated by people reading these.
Oh, I can imagine. I can't imagine how you get worn down each of these weeks. There was no strippers in that. I was waiting for that part too.
Get time for a couple more.
Unless
they're like Moby Dick.
Let's see. Every summer, my daughter, my husband, and I go to a resort on the Mississippi River for a long weekend to just kick back.
Cool. I'm interested. Yeah. Where do you go?
The cabin we rent has a covered deck, perfect for watching river barges, wildlife, and boaters going out in the morning with their coolers. And, of course, coming back drunk and having a hard time getting their watercraft onto the trailers in the afternoon.
Ringside seat.
This is how this all started. Boat launch stories.
One day about mid-morning, a fellow launches his 12-foot fishing boat and heads out. He has no oars, just a canoe paddle that he uses to get into deeper water so he can use his outboard motor. He suddenly turns the boat around and heads for the boat launch area, perched on the bow, paddling like hell.
What could be going wrong?
I forgot the drain plug, he cries out.
Oh, hole in the boat. Yeah.
As his family members wade into waist-deep water to help him. His son runs into the cabin for the plug. The boat gets beached, and everybody is happy he's safe. When his son hands him the drain plug, he lets loose with a, "Remember what happened the last time I forgot it?"
Usually you only forget it once.
Is that the same boat?
And then you put the plugs back.
My daughter was laughing so hard she couldn't talk. And then the grandma of the group asks, Is the Mississippi River salt water?
No, I'm not
making
going.
Memories.
I'm not going there. I don't like that.
All right, one more.
All right, one more.
It was 1965. I was 10, and Dad packed up Mom, my two older brothers, and me to make our annual summer trip from Milwaukee to Minneapolis to spend a hot mid-July week with Grandma, Dad's mother. Dad was always enlisted to do maintenance and repair projects around her old Central City two-story home, while me and my brothers either helped or just sat around the house sweating with the occasional treat of catching an AWA wrestling show on her black and white TV.
There you go. Wow. All right. Little Vern Gagne crusher.
The major project this year was for Dad to tear off the wood siding on her garage, re-side it, and paint it. It took most of the week. My two brothers were helping Dad pound out the old nails in the old boards and throw the boards in the yard. My job was to take the boards thrown in the backyard and stack them in a neat pile. A simple task, right? While wearing my PF Flyers and not paying much attention, I was stepping on a board and immediately felt the puncture of two nails through my left shoe into my foot.
Yeah.
In an instant, I jumped and landed my right foot on a board with three nails.
No!
It as well.
This is like three stories in one.
Laying on the ground with what looked like makeshift skis attached to my feet.
Oh, God.
I screamed like a 10-year-old boy would.
Sure, it was incredibly painful. Yeah. That kid's getting a tetanus shot.
Oh,
fast
yeah.
trip to the emergency room and a tetanus shot later. I was fine. I milked my injury to the fullest, though, and didn't have to help Dad the rest of the week.
There you go, kid.
There you go. Wow.
Five holes.
That is your stories.